for traders who crave risk. Direction's daily leveraged and inverse ETFs provide opportunities to magnify short-term perspectives with daily 3x and 2x leverage or inverse leverage. Utilize bull and bear funds for both sides of the trade and trade through rapidly changing markets. These are highly leveraged ETFs with a daily resetting designed for short-term trading, not long-term investing. Whether you're a bull or a bear, you choose the direction. For up-to-date pricing and performance, go to direction.com. Investing in the funds involves significant risk and should only be utilized by investors who understand the impact of leverage and actively monitor their portfolio. They are not designed to track the underlying index for more than a day. Before investing, carefully consider a fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at direction.com. Read carefully. Distributor Foreside Fund Services, LLC.
Well, among the oversupply of dividend ETFs are the seldom discussed funds, the Robert Frost funds, the ones that he would classify as the road less traveled. Now, these are the underrated, underappreciated, overlooked, and sometimes unloved funds. And today's ETF battle is an audience-requested triple header between three such ETFs. It's First Trust versus Siren ETFs, or is it Siren? Fame and glory are fleeting, but obscurity's forever. Stick around. You're watching Season 4 of ETF Battles. I'm Ron DeLegge. This is an original series program that I created to help you make better investment decisions. And if you're enjoying the show, tell us in the comments section below or by subscribing. Now, besides this show, I also produce a full lineup of other originals like Portfolio Makeover and First Look ETF, among others. Be sure to hit the playlist section on ETF Guide TV to watch the full lineup. Now, besides YouTube, ETF Guide TV can also be found on Amazon Fire TV as well as Roku. What other platforms should we add? Hit the comment section below and let me know. Also, be sure to check out the Vizio description section with links to our program sponsor Direction, along with links to our program Judges and links to my new book, Portfolio Architecture. That's also an ebook or an audio and ebook. It comes together. Now, today's ETF battle was sent to us by a longtime viewer named Ronnie M90. And it's a triple header. And I think it's a pretty good one because it's between dividend income focused ETFs that you don't really hear a lot about. We've got LEAD from Siren ETFs versus TDIV versus RDVY from First Trust. Thank you, Ronnie M, for your excellent ETF battle suggestion. Be sure to visit the description section below to claim your prize. And as I said at the outset, this is a battle of lesser known dividend ETFs. The question is, will we uncover some hidden gems on today's program? Well, let's find out. Helping us to sort through the mayhem, our program judges, we've got Shana Sissel with Banrian Capital Management and Tony Dong. He's an independent ETF analyst. He writes for ETF Central, along with TheStreet.com, USA Today, among many other platforms. Thank you both for joining us. It's great to see you again.
Thanks, Rob.
Always a pleasure.
So our four battle categories are cost, exposure, strategy, performance, and we've got actually performance and yield are combined. And then we got our mystery category, where you can decide whatever factors that you feel are crucial to today's matchup. You can also nominate wildcard ETFs if you feel there's better choices elsewhere or opt for split decisions. Now, I've got the scorekeeping chores. At the end of the show, we'll declare an overall winner. Keep in mind, none of the battle outcomes are ever predetermined or known in advance by myself or our judges. So let's kick things off with the first category, cost. Tony, please get us started.
Sure. So none of these funds are really cost leaders in their respective categories. Many of the bigger providers like Vanguard and iShares do offer dividend growth ETFs at maybe 6-8 basis points. So for the two First Trust ETFs, TDIV and RDVY, you're looking at a 50 basis point expense ratio for both, or 0.5. The Siren offering comes slightly lower than that at 0.43. But once again, neither of them are really cheap in terms of an absolute scale. But for me, the winner for this goes to LEAD, just because it costs 43 basis points.
That's a strong start. Thank you, Tony. Shana, you're up next. Please give us your analysis.
So agree with Tony. If you look strictly at expense ratios, you have to give it to the LEAD. However, I also consider ease of trading and spread, because those things do impact how these things trade. And for that reason, I'm going to give it to RDVY, even though both first trust funds have 50 basis point expense ratios, they are substantially larger. And in the case of RDVY at $7.9 billion, substantially larger than any of the others, it's like 10 times larger than for other first trust counterpart. And, LEAD is $40 million. So it's not even close in my opinion. It's much easier, far more liquidity, and it's worth paying up a little bit in expense ratio for RDVY.
The next category is exposure strategy. Shana, you're still up. Please give us your analysis.
So these are three really different products. And I think it's important to talk about, you introduce them as dividend income, but they're really not dividend income as much as they're dividend growth focused. So the three products have a very different approach to the underlying. The LEAD product is looking to have highly concentrated. It's looking at the 500 largest U.S. stocks by market cap. It's then using a proprietary model to determine how consistent and stable the dividend growth is, using information like how much have they paid in the last 12 months versus the 12 months prior and the 3 years prior. And it has a concentrated portfolio, but it's across all sectors. Whereas the TDIV is strictly technology and telecom. It is only based on NASDAQ players in that space, only companies that trade on the NASDAQ. You may see some ADRs there, but they have to trade on the NASDAQ to be considered. So again, very concentrated in just two sectors. It's 80% technology, 20% telecommunication services. And the weighting is based on, again, a proprietary look at, the likelihood of the stability and the growth of that dividend year over year. And then lastly, RDVY has changed a little bit, basically just in its title. They took the NASDAQ word out of it. But at the end of the day, it's still using the NASDAQ US benchmark as its primary driver of its universe. It is similar to its counterpart, looking at things like dividend stability, earnings stability. It has a quality metric to it, which I like, but it ends up looking very different in terms of sector exposure. The first two have quite a bit of a tilt to technology, whereas this last one, if you look at it, has a lot more financials in it. As a matter of fact, financials as a sector has been its largest sector allocation. So when it comes to just the makeup of these funds, I have a preference for LEAD because of the nature of it, and has this opportunity for growth a little bit more than RDVY. But RDVY and LEAD, I think, give you a more diversified approach. You get all the sectors in it versus TDIV. But if I have to choose one, I'm going to go with LEAD lead.
Thank you, Shana, for the outstanding analysis and also correcting the host, which I love when our program judges correct the host. This is a dividend growth battle, not a dividend income battle, you big dummy. Ron, what's the matter with you?
I tried to do it in the nicest way possible.
And it worked. It worked just fine. You can even do it in the meanest way possible. This is ETF Battles. But you're much appreciated regardless. So now, Tony, it's your turn. Give us your analysis on exposure strategy.
So Shana's talked at length about the rules-based methodology that all three ETFs select their stocks with. She's also done a great job of explaining the sector exposures and the differences in why they matter. I'm actually looking at factor exposures here. So specifically with regards to the Fama French factors of size, value, profitability, and investment. For those viewers unfamiliar, these are empirically determined to contribute to long-term investment returns over a benchmark. So basically, it's a way to beat the market over very long periods of time. Now, upon conducting a factor regression, I found that both the SIRIN, so LEAD, and also TDIV have statistically significant loadings to the profitability factor, which refers to the tendency of companies with robust profitability how performed those with non-robust profitability. And this is to be expected given the rules-based nature of dividend growers, right? A lot of these companies have good cash flow, they have high return on equity, they use low leverage, and that's why they're able to keep increasing their dividends. So in a way, selecting for dividend growth as these funds do is a way to ensure quality in your holdings and good profitability. Now, what interested me was that RDVY is actually a fairly decent value fund. It has a statistically significant loading to value, which measures the propensity for low book value stocks to outperform their high book value counterparts. And after seeing the high financial exposure here, I don't think it's a surprise. A lot of financials are trading at low valuations, but are still offering those increasing dividend yields and have good capital positions. Now, in terms of my pick for exposure, for me, it goes to the Siren one as well. TDIV, too concentrated in technology communications. I don't want to take on that idiosyncratic risk. And for First Trust, right, if we're just limiting ourselves to the NASDAQ exchange, I think that's a fairly arbitrary exclusion to even begin your security selection with. So I really like what Siren's doing. They use 7 qualitative metrics to screen a wider universe of stocks. And I think that leads to a more fundamentally sound profile.
Love it. So I got you down for LEAD, outstanding analysis, Tony. Next up is performance and yield. And this is where it really gets interesting. So, Tony, you're still up. Which of these three ETFs stands out?
So in terms of back-tested performance, I have it going all the way back to December 31st, 2016. And the winner is Siren, actually. It's recorded a compound annual growth rate of 13.23% against a 16.88 standard deviation, followed by TDIV, which has done 12.5, and RDVY, which has done 11.53. Now, in terms of risk-adjusted returns, Siren has, LEAD has performed the best with a Sharpe ratio of 0.73, as well as recording the lowest maximum drawdown of just 24%. So there is something to be said about whatever black box it uses to select stocks. Siren says it's qualitative, and they use it to forecast stocks that are able to keep growing their dividends. So in terms of past performance, it's gone to Siren, absolutely. And I think the lower expense ratio has definitely boosted that. The other thing I want to point out is that the yields, like Shayna mentioned, aren't high. They're intended to grow year over year, but you're not getting a high present yield. I think the trailing 12-month yield of TDIV is somewhere around 1.9. RDVY is maybe around 2.4. And LEAD is actually the lowest at 1.16. So, you know, Siren's going to lose out on yield. But in terms of dividend growth and overall total capital appreciation, which is, you know, the point if you're going to be investing in these ETFs, my vote goes to LEAD just based on past performance metrics. It's not going to translate into future, but I think that's a decent track record for us to think that, yeah, this strategy has worked and it's worked out of sample. They back tested it before they launched the ETF. And since they launched it, it's performed more or less exactly what we expected. So I like it.
Shayna, you're up next. How do you see it when it comes to performance and yield?
So I came at it completely differently than Tony did. I take into consideration the point in time bias that we have right now, which absolutely favors TDIV. Technology sector has broadly outperformed everything else, which has largely benefited TDIV over most time periods. However, there's no real consistent winner over the different time periods. I mean, you could look at it, back to 2016, all of these funds go back well over 10 years. So, there is a case to be made for LEAD. However, the reason I think RDVY has done so poorly is because it has less technology exposure than the other two. It does have a higher overall dividend coming in. And when I'm looking at it for a client portfolio and I'm thinking about what I'm trying to achieve here, I actually prefer RDVY, even though on paper at this moment, it doesn't look as attractive because it has a higher allocation of financials, which have done quite poorly to be expected, and has much less technology, which has hurt it. So purely on performance, TDIV wins. I prefer RDVY, but I'm going to just, to make it easy for you, Ron, give it to TDIV because just purely speaking, having that higher technology bias has helped the fund performance-wise, but we'll get into the next categories why it's not my favorite of this match.
Excellent. Well, I've enjoyed the outstanding analysis of our judges up until now. Hopefully you have also. That takes us next to the mystery battle category, where our judges can pick that single factor or multiple factors that they feel are crucial to today's matchup. So Shayna, you're up. What is your mystery battle category and which of these ETFs wins it?
I am also going to use Factor as part of my analysis and why I was evaluating these and why I chose my winner in this category. I actually like RGBY. Now, again, on paper right now, it's the worst performer, but it does have the most attractive yield at a little over 2.4%. I like that it is more diversified. And let's be honest, technology is not going to win forever. And this financial focus it has hurt the fund, but it has more of a quality bias to it. I like that when I'm looking at this type of product. It has better sector diversification than the other two, and it's slightly less concentrated than LEAD. Now, LEAD would be second for me. However, you know, just from all the factors I just spoke of, I like RGBY. I like its quality bias. I like how not only does it focus on the growth of the dividends, but also the stability of earnings. And while certain sectors may not be benefiting right now for macro reasons, I do think overall over time, RGBY has a better approach to providing not only income and dividend growers, but also having more diversification sector-wise, and it's more value-tilted and more quality-tilted.
Tony, you're up next. What is your mystery battle category? Which of these ETFs wins it?
I'm actually going to throw a wild card into the mix right now. My pick for the dividend category would actually be the Schwab U.S. Dividend Equity ETF, or SDHD. And the dimension I'm looking at it from is just cost, right?
All of these ETFs,
I've never heard of it, but it's the most common thing that investors look at. All of these ETFs, you know, LEAD is 43 basis points. The two first trust ones, 50. SCHD, the one from Schwab, 6 basis points. Now, what do you get for that? You get an index that scrutinizes 100 holdings based on their free cash flow to total debt, return on equity, yield, and five-year dividend growth rate, which is used to create a composite score to rank the 100 companies. A factor regression shows that the SCHD is actually a really good multi-factor fund. It has a decent loading to value, it has a high loading to profitability, and it has a good loading to investment too, which describes the tendency for companies that invest conservatively to outperform those that do not. So think about an ETF like ARK, which is full of junky small cap growth stocks that really aren't going to do well over time. So for 6 basis points, you get all of that. It's historically been as competitive as the aforementioned funds were ranking, and it has a much higher yield of over 3% on a trailing 12-month basis, right? It is also predisposed to financials, and it took a big hit in 2022 when the regional banks started melting down and as investors rotated out of value. But just in terms of like factor exposure and bang for your buck, SCHD is my pick. It's my go-to whenever we're talking about dividends. I think it's one of the ETFs is hard to beat. And the fact that it hasn't done well in 2022 and 2023, I think it's a good reason to accumulate.
Well, before we flash the final scorecard, let's give our judges one last opportunity to give us their overall winner. And let's see what they come up with. So, Tony, give us your overall winner for today's showdown.
Am I allowed to use my wild card?
You are allowed to use your wild card.
Goes to SCHD, hands down. 6 basis points, extremely rigorous index methodology, has very good assets under management. It's one of the most popular dividend ETFs, extremely tight bid-ask spread. Like, you're not going to be paying more than 0.01% when you're buying and selling. And I think that this year, a lot of investors got scared out of it because it's underperforming. Yeah, we're seeing a rotation out of value. It's got a high concentration of financial stocks, which are trading at very cheap valuations. It's got good energy sector exposure too, which is another sector that's trading very cheap on a relative and absolute basis. I think that, you know, for an index ETF, you're getting a lot for what you pay for. And it's something that I would personally be comfortable staying the course with.
Shayna, your last chance to weigh in with your overall winner. Give it to us.
So I think what you have here is Tony and I are functionally different in the roles that we play as it pertains to evaluating ETFs. You know, Tony's looking at a broad universe and is very well versed on all sorts of them. Here at Bonrian, we are really gaining all of our edge through some allocations we do in the alternative space and making some tactical decisions. And we really don't play in this dividend growth space because it doesn't really fit anywhere well for us. So, you know, I am only going to look at what we had in front of us. So for me, if I had to choose from the universe of the three that we had, I actually like RGVY. I think it's more value tilted. I think you get a better yield. I think the quality factor overall wins in the long term, even if at this moment in time, it doesn't look so great because of the financial exposure. I like that it's easier to trade. It has a larger asset base. I'm a big fan of First Trust. I know both of these First Trust products are NASDAQ-based, but keep in mind, First Trust does a lot of partnerships. And so these products were done in partnership with NASDAQ. So hence why they have a NASDAQ focus. And so, you know, for me, RGVY, I think is the better player. It gives me that stability of quality, the value factor where I'm getting, you know, good value for what I'm investing in, better yield. And so for me, that's my winner. But again, at Bonrion, when we're doing any work in the traditional long-only space, we get really basic with, you know, very low-cost passive exposure, and we get our alpha in other ways. So this isn't a place we'd really play. But if I had to, it would be RDVY.
Well, our judges have spoken, and according to our final battle scorecard, today's winner is a split decision between RDVY and SCHD, with Tony favoring SCHD from Schwab. He likes the fact that it's inexpensive. It trades like water. And he also likes the strategy. And that was his choice. And then RDVY. Oh, by the way, that was a wild card choice from Tony. And then RDVY was favored by Shana. She likes that quality bias. It also has a value slant. She pointed out also it's heavy in those financial stocks, which have been stung a little bit here in 2023. Of course, don't forget we had a regional bank crisis. So that sort of weighed down and has weighed down on that particular sector. But what's interesting to me, though, is both of these ETFs for today's split decision are underperforming on a relative basis. And both of our judges making the point that, hey, that's still not a bad thing, right? Because if it's underperforming, well, that may mean an opportunity to get into some of these ETFs at favorable prices versus chasing everything at the top. So great points by both of our judges. Solid analysis and research. Tony and Shana, well done. Can't wait to have you guys back.
Thanks, Ron.
Thank you so much for having me, Ron.
Well, some key takeaways from today's ETF battle. Well, just remember that the best dividend ETFs are not necessarily the biggest or the best known dividend funds. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. Investing is not a popularity contest. Wake up. It's a profitability contest. And sometimes the lesser known ETFs have a unique approach that merits attention. Again, great job to our program judges, Shana and Tony, for sharing your timely insights. Visit the description section below. We've got research links to both of them. And while you're there, check out the link to our program sponsor, Direction. So which ETF battle would you like to see in our next episode? Send me your ETF ticker symbols in the comment section below or on our X feed at ETF Guide. I'm Ron DeLegge. Thanks for watching ETF Battles. We'll see you next time.
For traders who crave risk, Direction's daily leveraged and inverse ETFs provide opportunities to magnify short-term perspectives with daily 3x and 2x leverage or inverse leverage. Utilize bull and bear funds for both sides of the trade and trade through rapidly changing markets. These are highly leveraged ETFs with a daily resetting designed for short-term trading, not long-term investing. Whether you're a bull or a bear, you choose the direction. For up-to-date pricing and performance, go to direction.com. Investing in the funds involves significant risk and should only be utilized by investors who understand the impact of leverage and actively monitor their portfolio. They are not designed to track the underlying index for more than a day. Before investing, carefully consider a fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at direction.com. Read carefully. Distributor Foreside Fund Services, LLC.